Hi, this is Dan Sheridan bringing you the great news of God's transcendent grace, and this is number 32 in our Scripture 101 Essentials series. And we're asking the question in the series, in this portion of our series, who is Jesus Christ? Now, it's very important that we use sound words when discussing the nature of the relationship between the Father and the Son. And I know this series has been long, and I know you want to get into the subject of man, which is next. We're going to be talking about man, what he is, and his destiny, and death, and all that other stuff. The nature of hell, we'll get into that too. We're going to get there. But this topic is so important, I want to keep hammering the point home so the lesson is ingrained in your mind. If you don't know God and Christ correctly, you won't know man correctly. And let me just say this, the teaching regarding the nature of man today, that he's a, you know, that he goes somewhere when he dies, and the Platonian theories that are rampant in Christendom are all because of the bad teaching regarding God and Christ. If you're wrong regarding God and Christ, you're wrong everywhere. Let me repeat that. If we are wrong about God and Christ, we're wrong everywhere else. That's why this is so important. Now, here's the basic fact of the universe. All is out of God, and all is through the Son. The Apostle Paul says so in 1 Corinthians 8:6, and it's a verse we've quoted many times in this series. And here's how it reads, "For us there is one God, the Father, out of whom all is, and we for him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all is, and we through him." Now, notice carefully the contrast in that verse. There's a contrast. It's so clear you couldn't possibly miss it unless you've had Christian creeds and Christian hymns rammed down your throats your whole life. The repetitive nature of the creeds and Christian hymns has created a mental block in people. The God of this eon has blinded the world regarding God and Christ with Christian creeds and Christian hymns. 1 Corinthians 8:6 is basic. It tells us the role Christ plays during the eons. And here's what we learn. Nothing originates out of Christ. All comes out from God and goes back to God through Christ. Christ is the channel. God is the source and object of all. Now here's a question. Are you a believer? Well, good. It's great news. Did you know that the Scriptures never say you came out of Christ? You came out of God. You know, even Christ himself said he came out of God. Read John 8:32. This is how it reads. "Jesus then said to them, 'If God were your Father, you would have loved me, for out of God I came forth and am arriving. For neither have I come of myself, but he commissions me.'" Notice that. Out of God I came forth and am arriving. Now, God could have never said that. All is out of God. And he deals with the universe through his Son, the Anointed. Now, the Bibles of Christendom and their corresponding hymns hide this glorious truth. And I'll give you a for instance. There are many, but I'll just give you one. In John 1, verse 3, the King James says that all things were made by him. We've already discussed John 1, 1 through 3 in a previous program. We showed how the King James is absolutely horrible here. But here it says all things were made by him in the King James. And the same statement is also made in verse 10 of John 1 in the King James. But in both places it should read through him. In both places, look at the concordant version. The Logos was the means of making all, not the first cause of all. To make Christ the source of all is to destroy his mission as the sent one and the mediator. Keep that in mind. It's irreverence to teach that Christ is the source of all. This is the real heresy. The real heresy is to make Christ the source of all rather than the channel. Because the teaching that Christ is the source of all denies the Father and the Son. Yet this is the main teaching of the Christian religion. And that's why the God of Scripture and the Christ of Scripture isn't the same as the one presented by Christendom. Do you know the apostles don't agree with Christendom? They agree with the truth that Christ is the channel and that God is the source. The apostles agree with this truth. Never once did Peter or Paul or any other of those guys ever use the language of Christendom. Do you ever think about that? They never talk like Christians talk. Let's listen to Peter, Acts 2:22. Listen to this statement. Here's what he says. Men Israelites, hear these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man, notice, not a member of the Trinity, not God the Son. If Peter were to give this message today, they would call him a heretic. Remember, he says here, Jesus, a Nazarene, the Nazarene, a man demonstrated to be from God for you by powerful deeds and miracles and signs, which God does through him in the midst of you, according as you yourselves are aware. There's no way around that. God did these through Christ. Now, what about Paul? Let's look in Romans 2:16, where he talks about judgment. And we read this, in the day when God will be judging, notice God will be judging the hidden things of humanity according to my evangel through Jesus Christ. So God judges through Jesus Christ. God's the source, Christ the channel. So Christ works on earth, God does through Christ, Acts 2:22, according to Peter. And judgment God does through Christ, Romans 2:16. Now, how about the great message of the conciliation? In 2 Corinthians 5:18, we read this, yet all is of God, source, who conciliates us to himself through Christ. There it is again, even the great message of conciliation. God is the source and Christ is the channel. And by the way, Romans 5, 10, and 11 agree with this. Now, how about this one? Finally, what about the grandest truth of all? What about the greatest truth ever? The reconciliation of the universe, the salvation of all, the greatest message ever. How about that one? Well, Colossians 1:20, we read this, and through him, to reconcile all to him. Notice God does the reconciling through Christ to reconcile all to him, making peace through the blood of his cross, through him, notice through him, whether those on the earth or those in the heavens. So all these great truths, all is out of God, all is through Christ. That's true of creation, true of redemption and all these glorious things. All is out of God and all is through Christ. Let's not change that. This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening. Remember this, the closer you draw near to God through the correctly cut and correctly translated scriptures, the less religious and ceremonial you will be.